The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here Friday, the 23rd of March, 2018. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 and a half. The news is always brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great customer service. Great walk-in humidor. In fact, you were in there yesterday and saw some things the other day.
Yes, there's some wonderful thanks for turning me up a little bit there. Wonderful remodels. She's moving the humidor, changed out the flooring of the humidor.
Mm-hmm.
Just looks so new and improved. And, of course, more extensive selection of coffee beans.
Oh, great.
But I had to go by, and I was at the Good Water store and got my beautiful Camden water, which I love. And then I thought, you know what? This is what I love about this town. It's so small. I just drove in there really fast and wanted to give her a hug. She happened to be there. I saw her car and ran in and, you know, boop, 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 let's have coffee next week. So, yeah, Tobacco and Brew, new improvements.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jared. It's Friday. It's Jared.
Good morning.
Hey, Jared, we finally got the day on the move.
Oh, yeah?
The 2nd of April.
Okay.
We are for sure that's happening.
Because my friends don't believe me anymore.
I know,
okay.
Of course.
Well,
because
I will call
moving.
Them. I will call them. And
you know?
We'll discuss this after the show about what they're going to have to do.
Like Diane, when she moved, she had 5 moving dates. You know, you talk about losing your hair.
Well, we kind of always thought that. We believe it when people tell us certain things, you know, and then you find out is that, well, they can't quite get it yet, you know, that material. So now the material will be here, and we are on the 2nd going to start
ripping out carpet. It's just been a delay because of,
getting the
manufacturing
stuff.
And stuff. Yeah. Hey, speaking of something that you can get immediately, we have our beautiful Amy, well, not that you could get Amy immediately, but she's holding a pet of the week that is up for immediate adoption.
I am. So this is Lizzie. My adoption fee is very high.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your adoption fee, Amy? It must be up in the, 10 figures.
No.
Let's not even go there.
Taco Bell?
A Taco Bell.
Oh, no. You mean you want the franchise is what you want. Not
no,
just
a Chalupa.
Oh, no.
Just
a Chalupa. You must own a couple franchises.
You can have Amy for a Chalupa.
Or your answer should be stock. No. I'll take stock and bonds. Thank you.
Oh. I'm just kidding. I'm a priceless jewel. So.
You are priceless.
Look at this one. Sitting up in... Okay, now, Jared... Okay, how long have you been here?
A while, almost 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Jared pick up a little one?
No, Jared hasn't stole my dog yet.
No,
this has been the first time.
This is the first
he's
time
stealing my dog right now.
Jared needs a baby. This is a baby. This is a baby dog.
So Lizzie's only about 9 months old. So she is a baby dog. So we're celebrating National Puppy Day today, and I thought I'd bring a puppy. So not a teeny puppy, but she's still at 9 months, pretty much a puppy. She's very energetic, and you saw her go her little round this morning around the studio. She gets what I call the zoomies and just starts running real fast, and she's like a little bullet. So just because she is a smaller breed doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, she doesn't have a lot of energy. She still does. She's still very young, so she's going to need, you know, stimulation and toys and things to do. So, but she is available for adoption. She's very, very sweet. She's good with children.
What kind of a dog is she?
She's a Chihuahua Dachshund.
Okay.
So she's got
I can see that.
Yeah, she's got a long body on her.
She looks like she has a ridge. I'm sorry. You know, like, isn't it the little tiny ridgebacks? Don't they have miniature ridgebacks?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, her face looks like that.
I know they have, like, miniature pinchers, but I don't know about ridgebacks. That'd be interesting.
She is lively, but she is also being held by Jared and just loving on it.
Yes, and she has not met a stranger today at all. She's not met anybody that she didn't like. So she runs up to everybody and has no issues meeting new people.
Looking for a home, and we hope that somebody will come through today and the weekend. So what's happening tomorrow? You have a special event.
We do. Tomorrow is Doggy Dash. So we are really excited about it. Our pre-registration link is now closed, so you can't pre-register at this point. But you can still register day of race, morning of race. And according to my Kruger, it shouldn't be actually too bad with the rain. It might be a little chilly tomorrow morning, but it shouldn't be downpouring around the time of the race. So that's good news. But rain or shine, we will be there. So it's going to be a really good time. Bring the dogs. It's a certified 5K, 10K race. We have a lot of amazing sponsors who have sponsored different little you know, watering booths and whatnot throughout the race. So it's really awesome. You guys can come out, and it's one of the only dog friendly 5K, like a certified actual 5K, 10K, like north of Sacramento or something. So it's a really fun opportunity to be able to take the pets and have fun.
How wonderful.
Yeah, and if you don't run, who cares? I don't run. Right. Unless someone's chasing me.
You know the thing, if you adopted Lizzie and took her, she could probably walk. She just have all this energy for the first mile.
Yeah.
And then you could, because she's light, you can carry her.
You could carry her for the rest of the way.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's
Look at her little face. She's
cute. Adorable. She's inquisitive.
Okay, so she'll be adopted today. She's 9 months old. Do you have any other puppies over there?
We do. We have a couple. We have puppies right now. So.
Oh, good. So if people want puppies, I'd prefer one that's kind of like, is she housebroken yet?
Or do we know? It's hard to tell in a shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We never guaranteed that because you just never know.
But she is smart and she looks like she just wants to be able to be with somebody. So you could probably train her pretty easy.
Yeah.
If she wasn't. Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. You can get them. You can get Lizzie down at the, Haven Humane, and you can pick her up today?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a little, okay.
Thank
it's
you
time.
For joining us. That's great.
And always what's your address one more time and a phone number?
7449 Eastside Road. It's in between Anderson and Redding. And the number is 241-1653. We have a new phone system, so when you call Haven, now it gives you options to which department you want to go to. So if you have an adoption question, press number 3.
Okay.
I like that. Thank you so much, Amy. And
alrighty,
again,
have a great day, guys.
You.
Beautiful pet of the week,
okay.
Darling.
Right. Hey, other things going on like that, but you know what? That dog's going to be adopted.
Yeah, cute.
Today, we can tell. Okay, the budget, this huge budget, this extremely large budget, this $1.3 trillion budget. Congressman LaMalfa voted against it. Even though that there were, he said there are parts of it that he supported, that he's brought up, he stands by, but he said the budget itself is too big. He says it's bloated and that it provides too much, to things that aren't right and that it has, you know, doesn't support other things like the wall. It's not a lot of money for the wall. Pelosi and staff are laughing and they're all happy with it. And if they're happy with it, I can't quite grasp how the Republicans, because the vote was 240 something to 168, so there's obviously a lot of Republicans in on this, could support something that big. LaMalfa said when it came, when it went in, it was one thing. When it came back to him, it was something else. So he voted against it. So I think that's good because it's too huge.
When they have these big
it's
bills,
huge.
Kind of like Obamacare, what was in the middle of it? What?
Yeah. And yeah,
just
well,
pass the bill.
Yeah.
About the bill so has can, got, you know, save the fish or save the, you know, save the frogs. All that stuff is probably in this bill, right?
Well,
I mean,
probably. Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
If
you pass this bill, we'll scratch your back on that end.
Oh,
isn't
that
what happens?
That happens on a lot of things.
Well, I'm just...
No, you're right. And with this one, it's, the thing about it is that the amount of money, it just, we're running in such a deficit already. And with the debt, the national debt is just going to add to it. It's tremendously. And I think that Trump's actually even threatened to veto it. So, you know, here we go again. We're spending more money than we have. I mean, we can't do it here. You know, and if we do, we have to take it out of a savings. Well, they don't have savings. They just have more. They just, you know.
The faith of the American public, the American people, right?
You can't just keep compounding debt. It doesn't work. The only reason they can do it is because they're in the government. And they can try to tax more, which they can do, which they've done, like the state of California has. Or, you know, it can cut back, which it hasn't. Doesn't seem to be able to do that.
Don't we have a lot of money, a lot of loans that are owned by China?
Well, China, but other countries. Yes, China, but there's a lot that's owned by England, a lot owned by Canada. So, I mean, it's, you know, we've got a lot of money out there that's in different areas, in places maybe we don't want it to be. So, we've got to take a break. But, you know, the one thing, you know, we talk about investing money. We invested money in a Sleep Number bed,
And we still do. We talk about it every day. We do it because we believe in it, and we want to share it with you. The Sleep Number store, if you've not been in today, is a perfect time to go this weekend. It's in the Target Shopping Center here in Reading, next to the Vitamin Shop. You can go in. You can get a test where you lay on a bed, and it'll tell you where your hot spots are. In fact, I'd like to do that again, you know, where the hot spots are. And then they'll print that out, and they'll show you. You know, you're, and then they'll find out. It's very scientific. Are you a stomach sleeper, a side sleeper? They have pillows, they have mattresses, and all different kinds. But you can set your Sleep Number setting that is the best sleep for you. So I do move mine around. Mine recently has been 60. I know the commercials say 55, but mine's been 60, my Sleep Number setting.
My Sleep Number setting is 60 also. But the way to do it is just like Linda says, head on down there. And right now you can save $899.99 on their queen mattresses during the spring clearance event and up to $600 on their most popular beds. All of this at Sleep Number. We'll be right back. It's 16 and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock right here on Friday, the 23rd of March. 39 degrees going up to 54 today. We'll be right back.
Sunday, visit the original Home and Garden Expo, returning to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction, landscape solutions, interior design and decor. Learn about the latest in design and green technology. Visit the barbecue competition, antique tractor show, the Love Your Pet Expo with vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. The first 1,000 people through the gates will receive a free plant. It's all going on at the Home and Garden Expo through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Your home. It's where the sunrise starts your day, where you entertain the closest of friends, where the family gathers around the dinner table, and where your memories are made. Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is building those memories every day. They invite you to discover the residential community of River Point in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, energy efficiency, truly exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with many floor plans to choose from. With prices starting at $299,800 for the home of your dreams. One of our featured homes, a brand new 4-bed, 2-bath home with a 3-car garage and over 2,000 square feet of living space, was just completed at River Point Subdivision. Featuring granite countertops, a beautiful cozy fireplace, green technology, and a huge landscape backyard. Listed at under $361,000. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, the 23rd of March. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning. And the weather.
Good morning, everybody. Forgot to give you the weather at the top of the hour. 39 degrees. I know. We had Pet of the Week, and she stole our heart. Currently, 39 degrees. Oh, my God. Scattered showers tonight with the lows of around 36. Showers mainly after 11 with a high near 54. Friday night showers with a low of 35. Looks like our temperatures on Friday, our lows will be 35 tonight. Tomorrow's a high 50 and low of 36. And Sunday is the chance of showers with a high 57, lows of 34. We're back to those super cold nights. I don't know, how about you? I'm going to say the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now, tonight, they talk about the winds getting up to about 18 miles per hour, and we could get gusts this afternoon up to 26. So we do have a large amount of rain with, about a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. So, again, tonight around 35, and the gusts of wind is up to 21 later. So, and you're going to be out there.
Yeah,
doing
tomorrow
this
morning, all the Jake hunters go out. Tomorrow's like 22 hunters and their hunt leaders and their guardians, parents or whatever. So tomorrow we're going to be up, and there's no doubt in my mind that there's going to be snow where we're going to. So I'm not sure when the turkeys are coming out, but we'll see. Anyway, good morning, everybody. And I want to remind everybody that the Lions Club are putting on a vision screening, eyeglasses, and diabetes testing. It's free. All ages are welcome. No income eligibility. So here, let's talk about this. It's going to be Sunday. This Sunday, March 25th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's going to be at the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street there. You don't need a ticket. You come in there. It starts at 9, and you're going to have the ability to have your eyes tested. They've got a machine there that can give you a prescription. They're going to have an optometrist there to make sure it's fitting for you. They're going to have they have sunglasses. They have it all. If you have a prescription that they do not have a set of glasses for, and by the way, they have thousands of pairs of glasses. They've been collecting them, and it was just under this new law that says you can now hand out these glasses to people that they've been able to do it. So they've got glasses. But if for some reason you have a prescription that can't be, remedied that day, they're going to have the glasses made and sent to you. Is that a great deal or what? I mean, no matter what the cost is, no matter what your income eligibility is, you can do this. I think of families with kids like Jennifer, three kids.
Mm-hmm.
She can go on down there because otherwise that's like $1,000 trip.
It is.
For them. And so now she can go down to the Good News Rescue Mission on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. And this is being operated by the Anderson Lions Club, Enterprise Lions Club, the Reading Breakfast Lions, the Reading Host Lions Club, the Mountain Lions Club, and sponsored by the Shasta County Health and Human Services and the Shasta County Lions Clubs totally for this. Good News Rescue Mission, Shasta Community Health Center, the Shasta Family YMCA, and Owens Pharmacy. All of these people have gotten behind this. This is just a super great event. I am so stoked by this. This is something they're doing, and it costs nothing. And the glasses they can't give out are going to be taken over to Africa and given to school children over there with, optometrists. Make sure they're doing the same thing, make sure it fits them and all that. What a great thing. Okay. You got some stuff.
Yeah, I do. I have like what they call the breakfast brows. Toy Story, Toys R Us. Excuse me. This is the Toy Story. Toys R Us founder Charles Lazarus, who was dedicated to the chain he started. I mean, he founded this chain. He passed away just days after it was announced the U.S. stores were closing. Also in the news today, 20 years ago, she was a patient. Jennifer Pratt was 11 years old when she was diagnosed with osteosarcoma. She's now a doctor at the place that she went. She went on to become a doctor.
Survived and became a doctor, mm-hmm, and studied an oncologist. Wow.
Now, Locked and Loaded, can't post your gun pics on Facebook. Don't worry, Gun Book is here for you. Four Shooters by Shooters.
What's it called?
It's not a joke. It's called Gun Book.
Gun Book. Well, what's happening is Yahoo is saying, not Yahoo, but YouTube is saying, well, you can't have certain gun things on it, you know, like selling accessories or something. But I'm not sure, because you can still go on there and find all types of stuff about, you know, maintenance of guns and, you know, all these kind of things. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. And hunting, I'm pretty sure. But Citibank came out and said that they're not going to do business with businesses that sell guns to anybody under the age of 21, that, you know, large capacity magazines and all these things. That's kind of interesting. You know, corporations are starting to become noble.
Well, the situation...
In their own eyes, of course.
The situation is so dire in parts of Puerto Rico, it seems only a superhero can fix things. Luckily, the island just got one. La Barranquina. And that is a poster, just like you'd have, Wonder Woman, it's Superman. So that's going to be the person, you know, they have to have some kind of icon.
Well,
they help them through
Puerto
their darkness.
Puerto Rico is still having troubles down there. Still
okay, quiz time. A new type. I talked about this the other day, and I noticed that silence fell upon the room. A new type of birth control pills is one step closer to reality. What's so different about it? A, it's 100% effective. B, there are absolutely no side effects. C, it only needs to be taken once a year. And D, it's for men.
What's the quiz?
Well, which one do you think it is?
Oh, it's for men.
Okay. Number of the day, 51,000.
Well, wait a minute. What's the answer then?
It's D.
What's that?
Well, because it's going to be for men.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You can go to CNN quick.
But you didn't say. You say here's the riddle, but you didn't give the answer.
Okay. What's so different about it? Okay, so play Total Recall. You can go, but it is.
Oh, it's
I'm
for men.
Sure
it does all these things. Yeah. It does all those things. I can take it once a year.
Number of the day. 51,
there you go,
Jared.
One pill a year.
The amount of the ransom hackers demand from Atlanta to release the city government's computer system.
$1,000.
$51,000.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Those are just little tidbits this morning. Go ahead. What's on?
Well,
mine.
The city has voted to allow mixed space areas in downtown, which I thought was like, oh, okay, that's a great idea. Why wouldn't everybody be for that? Well, they're not. It's met a lot of opposition by, like, from Dr. Craig Crawford and I believe Arch Pugh and some others. They're saying, hey, the government's in here trying to tell us how to, you know, they're starting to regulate what our own buildings should have in it. So that this new thing is because it's kind of caused a split on the planning commission, but the city council says, no, we need multiple use buildings down here. Brent Weaver, who's getting ready to build one, recused himself from this. And, of course, Brent's not running again for office. But he recused himself from this because he is looking to do that on Pine Street and Placers, make a multiple-use building. And I think the bottom line behind it is you've got to have so much of everything in it. And people already have, like Crawford, who's, you know, has already put in millions of dollars, invested millions of dollars downtown, said, wait a minute, that's not the reason I bought down here, and you're going to change things, and it's going to change what we can do. If you remember, Craig Crawford also led that fight against the food trucks when the city council voted to put the food trucks in their 5-0. And he goes, not so fast. They're not having to pay anything. They don't have any overhead like we have. They're not having to pay this or that and that. How can you do that? It's going to impact on our businesses. And the battle was on, and the food trucks still aren't down there due to the ABC problems they're having. Because the ABC Alcoholic Beverage Control Board can't seem to get it together to either say yes or no to the food trucks that Todd Franklin is trying to put down there. It's the whole thing is so now you've got some pretty heavy opposition against this, about this happening. But we'll see. Maybe we can get Dr. Crawford on and see what, you know, have an advocate, of course, for it, and then have Dr. Crawford or one of the other people that are against this, including, I believe, also Dugan Barr. Also wrote that he was against this. But see, all of these people have
they own businesses
they
and buildings.
They all have buildings downtown right in the center here that they're talking about. So I don't know if it's going to be grandfathered so they don't have to do it, or if they're thinking that they're going to be forced into it. That how can you if retail is going to come down here, they'd be coming down here already. You know, you're not going to be able to force it through a government edict. It's interesting. 7:30 in the morning, though, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, Cornerstone Community Bank is a bank that where you can walk through and see the president of the bank, Jeff, and he'll say hello and see if there's anything he can do to help you or any of these things. But they have the new branch, of course, at 1845 California Street. Longer hours, more services, Cornerstone Community Bank, where they want you to see how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. When we're talking about how things are changing in downtown Reading, the battle's going on now between people that own property down here and people that are trying to build property down here. It should be interesting. I want to have try and get a number of different groups coming in here to talk about why the pros and the cons of this. See, I thought up to now when I was talking to people that it was just all a very, you know, it was a good idea. And everybody was for it.
Amiable.
Yeah. Hey, This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're recovering from an injury and a surgery, then, you know, besides just, you know, somebody that needs to care for a long term, then Home Helpers is somebody that you need to talk to. Are they needing some extra help at home? The caregivers over at Home Helpers are trained, they're bonded, they're insured. They are handpicked, literally handpicked for your situation, what you're doing. They're based around your needs of your loved ones. And it could be 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day. Think about that. Come in for an hour or two a day to help out and then or have to be there full time. All of this at Home Helpers. Give them a six. Give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home.
True. Hey, right. Earlier in the program we were talking about, in fact, you want to talk about the student march?
Well, you know, we were told we were going to get one of the organizers of the march was going to be here at 7:30 today. Well,
and we allotted the time to have them come on.
But that's okay because, we're probably, who knows. But the march is going to take place, rain or shine. I think it's going to start down at the bridge. But here's the thing is, on marches like this, because there's two sides to all this. You know, if the kids are marching to say we need to be safe in school,
yes,
then I am all for that. I am absolutely all for that. And, in fact, I believe James Gallagher introduced a bill and it's gotten out of committee that says that schools, whether they're public schools or charter schools, they can't force private schools to do this. The charter schools or the public schools have got to now hire a resource officer to mm-hmm. be on the campus.
Armed
resource officer to be on the campus. Now, we have a number of them right here in Shasta County, but we also have some schools that don't have them, and I'm not going to mention which ones they are, of course. But this is going to be a law, and we realize this is going to be a cost, but really, how much are your children worth? Now, we also know that it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a success, i.e., take a look at what happened in Parkland, Florida. On the other hand, in Maryland, just like, you know, a month later, somebody comes on campus and shoots somebody and is confronted by a resource officer who then they shot it out and the shooter was then killed. But they're not sure if the resource officer killed him or he shot himself. But here's the bottom line on this. In many, many of the cases, once they're confronted by somebody, the shooter stops, tries to escape, or the shooter kills themselves. The active shooter kills themselves. Now, think about that. Once confronted. So I would hope is that our kids, if they're marching, it's, hey, we want to be safe in school, then let's just jump all over this Gallagher thing and say, then let's arm a resource officer and put them in each school. So they will be there in case something happens. It's not the point of trying to take guns away from everybody or to demonize the NRA or to gun owners. It's talk about how to make kids safe. We've been saying this, you know, for years since the Sandy Hook. What are you doing to enhance the security of the schools? Are you hardening the schools? It can be done transparently. You can do it environmentally in such a way that you have shrubs all around, you know, the school area. So somebody can't just, you know, with a fence inside those shrubs, somebody can't just walk in there. Or that everything can be locked down, that you have windows that are bulletproof or, you know, so you can see through them or bullet resistant and that you have ways of causing problems for a shooter that's in there either through smoke that's generated or whatever. They do this. You can do this. Camera systems. So you've got cameras covering the whole area. So you can see if somebody's coming on campus. There's one down now in Florida that says the only backpacks you can wear are these transparent backpacks. So you want to have things in your backpack, fine, but we're going to be able to see what's in them. You know, that may be going a little bit far. But these are the things. So am I agreeing is that these kids should be safe in school? Absolutely. I can't imagine having to think that, well, if Dad go to school, I hope I come home. Now, the odds, of course, greatly. You know, I mean, 99.9%. There's not going to be a problem in school except your usual, I didn't study for the test.
If you grew up, okay, just a minute here. If you grow up in fear, you're going to school every day with some kind of fear around you, that can, I think, I'm not sure, I'm not an expert, but I would think that could lead to a phobia. A phobia, a condition. You are now, like, you're living in fear. Oh, my God, I could die today. I mean, you don't tell me that's not PTSD, that you're wondering that...
Yeah, but I don't think that they're at that level. You know, maybe the Parkland is, but, I mean, in reality, we've got a college kid that just walked in here that we're going to talk to. It has nothing to do with the march. But Keith Houston, who's got our man on the street, and Keith, you go to school every day. How concerned is everybody about being shot at over there when you go to school?
I don't think people are concerned that much. At my school, you know, we're kind of, I would say we're sheltered enough to where, you know, we don't think that, like, we don't expect people to come on campus and...
Well, nobody does. See, that's the thing, is nobody does. And so people aren't, there's not an overt fear. There's not even a fear that, oh, gosh, something can happen. But if you have been in places where there have things happen, like Parkland,
mm-hmm.
or those areas, or Sandy Hook or some, you know, a place where there's been the shootings, I can see where the kids could be upset.
Well,
I mean, daily be upset.
I will say, you know, this is kind of along the same subject. Yesterday I had lunch with a group of gals whose daughters, it's spring break coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And they have young daughters or granddaughters, and they're just saying, there is no way I will do everything in my power that my kids are not going to go to Cabo, Hawaii, to go off on some kind of spring break. Because if we were all talking about, did you ever get past the Mickey? You know, like something in your drink, you know, when you're at a bar or something, or, you know, in some kind of atmosphere. And everybody at that table had.
No.
Yeah, everybody at that table had. And I started thinking back, because, you know me, sometimes even though I've been around the world, there's parts of me that are still naive, and I can think back on two or three times, that's what happened. I was in a party atmosphere, and, you know, somebody talked about, too, they just had a drink, and all of a sudden, bleh. You know, it's like, where is that chemical?
Wasn't that fifth shot of scotch? Huh?
No.
Okay, just wondering. Mm. Okay. No.
So anyway, they were talking about the fact that they're just like freaking out with their daughters or not, or granddaughters are not going to do that.
You know, but here's the thing.
And I'm just saying it's a reaction because it can happen.
It can happen, but you know, the latest picture I saw of the spring debauchery and spring break that's going is they had 14 kids that were under age drinking down in Florida, and they arrested all of them. And there they are on the bus. 13 of the 14 have got these big smiles on their face. One's holding up her hands with the handcuffs on.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they were taking
it, Mom, you proud now?
You know what? But see, they were down there, and they got them for drinking underage. Not for breaking things or anything like that. They got them for drinking underage, saying, hey, we're trying to control this.
And they got caught.
You know, but when you start living in fear, the state of Utah actually just passed a law that says you can have free-range raising of your children. Now, what does that mean? It means that if your kid's walking by themselves to go to a baseball, you know, go to the local baseball games, or that they're out playing by themselves, that if somebody reports these kids are not being watched by their parents. Parents have been getting in trouble for this because, you know, their kids may be someplace without them. Well, Utah just passed a law that says, hey, you know what? Parents can do that. They can trust their kids
Thank
to go
you.
Down the block, mm. to
Thank
walk
you.
To school and all these things. No, I mean, can you imagine we're having to pass laws that say that you on how you can raise your children? You want them to be strong. You want them to be independent. Whether they're not, you know, worried. You know, here comes mom is creeping the car behind them. And I know one of our friends that would do that. They would, as those kids walk to school, here comes grandma creeping the car behind them just to make sure that it's okay. I mean, how do you raise kids to be strong and independent by doing that? I mean, your parents let you and your brother run around on 100 acres with mine shafts.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that should say something about it. Keith, what about you? Your parents, were they hovering over you?
No, my parents weren't weren't too strict. I mean, they were, you know, military bred, but they weren't they let us grow up and let us live our lives and be independent. So they weren't too strict.
You know, and it doesn't have anything to do with things too strict as it is just not letting kids live a life. Because, you know, we used to joke about it, how I remember I'd get up and leave in the morning on my bike, And that evening.
You'd be gone all day.
That evening, when it was time for dinner, you start hearing, when the street lights started coming on, or you started hearing one of the moms calling.
Yes.
And then we'd all kind of head on back.
Yes, but we live in an environment today, and I'm not sure if it's the Facebook culture or if it's because we hear of so many gruesome murders, trolling, so many things that are, sex trafficking.
Yeah, I was going to say, early 2000s, like, we didn't live in a world of fear like that, like how we do today. Like,
right.
It's common. It's kind of sad, though. It's common now that things can happen, like, regardless of wherever you go, compared to back then. It wasn't, you can go anywhere, and you didn't really expect to be, like, in danger or anything.
Okay, now, here's the difference here. This is from one of our chat room people. Two of our grandchildren attend a high school in Sacramento. It was on lockdown several days ago. I was beside myself. Could not get a hold of my son to find out anything. I finally texted my 15-year-old granddaughter, and here's her words. It was not that bad, Grandma. Someone was stabbed, and we were locked down. Nothing about how awful it was or how scared she was. She says, I was floored. Well, see, they come up with that, I mean, these things happen, but I think that you have to give kids a chance to grow up, because if you don't, then you're going to have them become, they're going to be afraid of everything. They're going to be afraid of new ideas. They're going to be afraid of things, people saying things that doesn't, that doesn't ring with them. And, oh my God, can you say it? Oh my God, you own a rifle. Yeah, I do. I own several rifles.
And this is what you teach.
But you're teaching, but see, you're hearing that kind of thing. And kids need to be able to grow up. And, and be in some risky situations. I'm not talking about, hanging from the a girder 1,000, feet up in the air. I'm just talking about riding your bicycle to school.
How to get yourself out of a dangerous situation, being aware, being I think the biggest thing that we can teach our children
dangerous.
Is to be conscientious of their surroundings. Not paranoid,
always
but conscientious
be,
of their surroundings.
Yeah. Always be in the yellow. Always be in that yellow frame of mind where you are looking and you're aware of everything around you. You're not walking down the street waiting for somebody to hit you in the head, but you're aware of everything. You walk down the street and you look. I know that you probably do this, Keith. Is it? Well, we got to run now so we can get in our
Man
on the Street.
And our popular segment coming up, Man
yeah.
on the Street with Keith and Houston. Keith Houston.
And
it's
right
very
back.
Popular. Yeah. We can't wait to hear what your question of the week is. We'll be right back. Casey and our 1460.
Yeah.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way.
Today through Sunday, visit the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. This year, welcoming the Love Your Pet Expo. You'll find ideas for landscaping and gardening, household improvements, roofing, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, and so much more. Speak to the experts for answers to all your spring home improvement projects and the latest in green technology. For information, go online at ReddingHomeExpo.com.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
It's all systems go for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's annual fundraising auction, Jean, Jules, and Jazz, Out of This World, coming Saturday, March 24th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Get ready to blast off for a fun evening of entertainment, hors d'oeuvres, live auction, and more. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programming and events. Individual tickets and patron tables are available by phone at 530-242-3143 or online at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Our country and the world has become filled with turmoil, violence, hatred, and moral corruption, which will get worse. But there is good news. What you see happening is temporary, as foretold in the Bible. This world's decay reveals the result of a world who rejects God and His salvation. However, for those who receive the free gift of God through Jesus Christ, we'll receive eternal life in heaven's paradise. The choice is yours. Choose wisely. Choose Jesus. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's Friday. It's this time of the day. It's before 8 o'clock, 10 minutes before, and let's do our Man on the Street with Keith Houston. We call it Man on the Street because he's a man and he's on the street, as opposed to people on the street because he's not people. He's one person, it's an individual man. So good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
Okay, what is the question?
The question was, do people who perform violent crimes... I just lost myself.
No, the people who
violent crimes, gun-related crimes, drug trafficking crimes, should they serve longer prison sentences or have a different punishment, and why?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. Let's go.
Would you rather want criminals who commit violent crimes, gun-related crimes, or things like drug trafficking to serve longer prison sentences or some other punishment, and why?
I would... actually integrate them in education program, because I think that most of the main reason why there's crime and like vandalism and stuff like that is because there is no education. And I think that's, if you want to end it or like decrease it, I think education would be the biggest thing. Because when people don't know what to do, what they do with their lives, they just go straight. So, yeah, that'll be my answer.
To answer that question, whatever the law states, that's what they get. I'm old school. You make your own bed, you lie in it. Would I want them to have more time? I think the repercussion that comes with that is... they get labeled, they lose government benefits, they sacrifice a lot for really to gain nothing. I've always been a big guy about that, so I always thought working two jobs is better than trying to get that hustle on. That's real tough. I ain't mad at them, but you take a big chance, man. So, do I agree with it? I mean, it's already hard right now. So
I think when it comes to crimes in general, each crime, although it can be categorized as violent crimes, gun-related crimes, or things like drug trafficking, it's really tough. In terms of drug trafficking, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I know that many different things can be considered drug trafficking. For example, if you have a friend and they were to give you some sort of drug, whether it be marijuana, mollies, whatever, that they can be considered as a drug trafficker, which I think it sucks if they have to serve time for your friend choosing to use the substance and everything. But at the same time, I do recognize that there's more hardcore, like cartel-like drug trafficking involved. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think drugs have the biggest impact, but I do have a lot of people that I've met where... a simple little drug charge for the first time offense can ruin their whole life. So I'd say, honestly, more focus on the guns, because there's more guns killing people than drugs killing people, if I'm being honest. Mm. So that's my...
Personally, I don't believe in capital punishment. I think that the justice system, we do have a right to imprison and to remove criminals from the streets and from being a danger to society, but I don't believe that we actually have the right to take away life. I believe that in the Constitution it talks about, like, every person has a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, life being the first one. So I don't believe, even if, say, like, they committed a violent crime, like a double homicide or something, doesn't mean that we have the right to take away their life. So I believe that, like...
Are we in the gym right now?
Answer
yeah,
would be yes.
Sorry about that.
Oh, man, I got to think about that. Would I want them to, I mean, for, you know, if they're violent offenders, they should definitely do the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's if they're non-violent offenders, then case-by-case basis.
Okay. All right, we're going to have to keep you out of the gym.
Yeah, that was definitely
that
on the court.
Yeah. But I could hear all the answers. Yeah, if it's a violent crime, do the time. And if it's it seems like we're getting is that if you're a the drugs, they're thinking of their friends. They're not the one guy did mention. If it's cartel, yeah, it might be different. But my friend wants to give me mollies. What's a molly?
It's like. It's like this really strong pill. It's kind of like, I want to say like a mixture of heroin and like meth, like all in one.
Really? Mm.
Yeah, it's like a really like powerful
in a,
drug.
In a pill friend? Form? In a pill form?
It can be in pill form. It can be like crushed, like
powder or something.
Powder or stuff like that, yeah. Like.
So, but it's okay. I mean, I could see. Oh, yeah, my buddy wanted to give me some marijuana. But not, but if you wanted to give me mollies, mollies seems like something that could kill you, though.
I wouldn't really
I mean,
know,
I know, but... you know. I know you don't take them and all that, but it just seems to me that's kind of like...
But you're in college,
yeah.
And you know what? You're in a culture, yeah. So you, we... I mean, let's just get real. You probably have people on the left and people on the right of you that are users, okay? And I'm just... I remember this kid one time that he was a kid in high school... And he would do his speed or whatever it was through eye drops. So that's a form of, you know, if you don't want to do it in the veins, eye drops. So there's all kinds of ways that people get high, you know what I'm saying.
Did that mean that his eyes would twitch?
And he did whatever he got it based through.
So, you know, is this a
and
tough
he was
question?
15.
Is this a tough question for college kids, would you say? Or something like this because they're around drugs so much?
I don't think so. I think it depends on who I ask in regards to being a college kid. I mean, some people haven't been around drugs. Some people have been around drugs. So, you know, the ones who have been around would understand it. Would maybe less likely answer the question or have a hard time with the question. But yeah,
I think that the one woman at the first one. Was talking about having to educate people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of it. You've got to have an education program so that you know, people have an ability to know. I mean, well, people know what's right and wrong. However, a lot of times their states or where they live or their status is such that they don't have that chance. I mean, they don't have a chance for an education that's worth anything. And education and jobs is such an answer to so many things, but it almost seems like it's some cases in some areas of our country it's impossible. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough question you had there. So you got to get something, you know. So maybe you know something simple for them. Do you believe in the death penalty? Why or why not?
Mm.
Or should the shooter in Florida get the death penalty, or should he be put in prison for life?
I want to know if there's a takeaway on this one. So today, not so sure there was much of a takeaway. Did you have a takeaway?
Not really. I would agree. Yeah, I don't think I had a takeaway either.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's been a couple that you've brought in that have been like, whoa, mm-hmm. really cool. But I think you got to stay out of the gym. and they're distracted, but and they're trying to, and that was like a multi, again, it was a multi question, answer question. But, you know, you're doing a great job, Keith. And, you know, your program, when you come on here and you do this, it's very popular. People tell us, is that guy going to come on again? You know, the guy who does the man on the street. We get it all the
every
time.
Every Friday.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Keep
take,
up the good
I take
work.
Him and his beautiful lady to lunch too. I get the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Oh, well, you know, she goes, I was brighter than she thought I would be. I don't know. Was it the gray hair or something? Is that what it is?
No,
okay.
No.
I'm just wondering. Anyway, Keith Houston, thank you so much. Simpson University, just a great young man, and we're really proud of you to be with us here. So,
thank you.
Okay, anyway, we're going to take a break and come back, and Rick Bassetti.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew opens 7 days a week.
1,000-plus DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by the Democrats, and he complained that his proposed border wall is not fully funded.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Police in France have stormed a supermarket in southern France where a gunman was holding hostages after shooting a number of people. The gunman was shot and killed when the SWAT teams moved in, French President Macron saying it looks like a terrorist attack. China unveiling a list of American products targeted for possible retaliation in a trade dispute with President Trump.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry announced a list of $3 billion worth of U.S. goods that it said might be subject to higher tariffs in the event that it cannot reach a settlement with the United States about Donald Trump's higher tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. This is a relatively measured move by the Chinese, who already are looking ahead to a bigger battle with the United States about technology policy.
Correspondent Joe McDonald in Beijing. New home sales slipped again last month, dropping by 0.3%.
The Commerce Department says last month's sales came in at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 618,000. Despite the monthly setbacks, new home sales are running 2.2% higher year-to-date, in a sign that solid buyer demand still exists. Home buyers at the start of the spring buying season are generally finding higher prices and fewer properties available.
Correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 114 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Demonstrations today in the Polish capital against a proposed tightening of that country's strict abortion laws.
The Stop Abortion Lobby Group estimates that more than 90% of the 1,000 or so legal abortions performed in Poland in 2016 were carried out on fetuses showing abnormalities. The proposed changes are less restrictive than those discussed in 2016 that would have led to a complete ban. That was scrapped after tens of thousands of women dressed in black protested across the country. Poland's influential Catholic Church supports the new bill, and President Andrzej Duda has vowed to sign it into law if Parliament approves it.
That's the BBC's Adam Easton in Warsaw. Airstrikes have killed at least 37 people in a Syrian town in the eastern Ghouta region near the Syrian capital of Damascus. These latest airstrikes come as another rebel group calls for a ceasefire for negotiations. News and analysis at townhall.com. Mr. Rogers, in your neighborhood.
The U.S. Postal Service today begins selling a stamp featuring Fred Rogers, who entertained and educated generations of preschoolers on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. A dedication ceremony will be held at the Pittsburgh studio where Rogers filmed his PBS show between 1968 and 2001. The Forever stamp pictures Rogers in his trademark cardigan along with King Friday, a puppet character from the show's Neighborhood of Make-Believe. Rogers died in 2003 at age 74. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The Justice Department announcing charges against nine Iranians in a government-sponsored hacking scheme. Justice officials say it pilfered sensitive information from hundreds of universities, private companies, and government agencies. The Iranian defendants accused of working at the behest of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard to steal large quantities of academic data. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's Friday. How can you not have a great day? It's Friday, March the 23rd, 2018. Darling, what's the weather look like today?
Good morning,
and tomorrow
everybody.
And this week? Because I understand it could be 80 next week, but tomorrow we could have snow.
Okay. I love it. I love the seasons, and I love surprises. Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Our lows tonight will be 36, and our highs will be 54. Scattered showers today. And we are going to have winds up that could be up to gusts up to 26 miles an hour today. Of course, there's an 80% chance of this precipitation and amounts of about a quarter of an inch are possible. Saturday, chance of showers and showers, possibly thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Our highs tomorrow will be, our lows will be 36, and the highs will be around 50. But tomorrow is rainy, and new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Sunday will be partly cloudy with a low of 35. Monday will be sunny with a high near 62. And Monday night will be 39. Tuesday highs will be 69, sunny. Wednesday sunny with a high near 75. And Wednesday looks like 75 and Thursday 77. There we go.
Wow. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and they even have payment plans. Hey, let's go to Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Well, stocks are starting to rebound after yesterday's sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 88 points at 24,447. The S&P 500 is positive 4 points at 2,648. The NASDAQ is slightly down, and it's at 7,166. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, GE down a penny at 13.35, Bank of America off 4 pennies at $30.52, CEMEX positive 52 cents, trading at $7.15. For local stocks of interest, Costco up $1.16 at $183.72, PG&E off 28 cents, trading at $43.85, Bank of Commerce down a nickel at $11.75. Turning to the bond department, treasuries are reversing course from yesterday's sharp rally. The 10-year treasury note is price yield 2.84%. And over to commodities, prices are higher. Gold is up $15 an ounce at $1,348. Silver positive 14 cents at $16.55. Crude oil up $1.06, trading at $65 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much for these updates twice a week. You've done a great,
Thank you. You know what?
It just kind of like, you see things happening, I don't know, you kind of put things in perspective. So thank you.
Well, every day is a different story here. You know what I mean? It's exciting.
I bet, you know what? I bet your guys' adrenaline is running all the time, too. It's like being in combat
it's
every
like,
day.
It's like you wake up at 3 and you can take a peek and say, oh, it's going to be up, or, oh, no.
Maybe I should roll over so today anyway. And just go back to sleep.
That's right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks a lot, Susan.
Well, she's Vice President, and Susan Eastman's first Vice President of Advisors over at Wells Fargo Investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2708 Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. You can give her a call at 530-243-7561. That's Susan Eastman. Okay, Rick Bassetti was going to be with us today, and Rick is, they're having some family things going on, and I just want to say our thoughts and prayers going out to Rick's family.
In health and wellness?
In health and wellness, like this. Not Rick, of course, immediate family. Anyway, so now we've got open line time. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Absolutely fabulous people over there, Henry and Rebecca. Watch repairmen there. I mean, they've got it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in town. Okay. We talked about allowing the mixed spaces areas in Reading, how it met opposition, which was kind of a surprise to me. But after reading what they're saying, you know, that people have invested so much money into Reading, you know, people like Crawford and Dugan Bar and all these, they've got, you know, this downtown area, you know, this core downtown where enjoy the store is the new Seamless O'Leary's down in this whole area,
yes.
and the county offices, these kind of things, and they're saying wait a minute, you can't legislate things like this to force people down here. If retail was going to come down here, retail would have come down here. I think, though, that you can always, though, open up stuff and say, hey, look, we are welcoming this. This is kind of things we want. We want to have people living downtown also and get a lot more activity downtown. And part of this is the traffic plan is going to be pedestrian friendly, very pedestrian oriented downtown. So when people can walk around shaded streets. I think it's a great idea. It gives that look that it's easier, and probably some awnings and places you can do pop-up stores, pop-up like little restaurant places or you know, where you can put, you know, tables outside, things like this. I think those are all great ideas. I think we need to really, really push into something on the river, but nothing I see is being done on that.
Well, no, that's not true, because there's plans being done. You just need to, we should probably give a call to Danny Bot. You know, I call him Danny Boy.
Danny Knox?
Yeah.
You said Danny Bot.
I do. Danny Bot. I call him Danny Boy, but he's not. Anyway, so the boys, you know who I'm talking about. So the brothers. The brothers. Okay, we're talking about downtown development.
Right.
All right.
The Knott brothers.
Yeah.
You said Bot.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know, so question me.
No,
I mean,
I just thought I was hearing things wrong.
No, the brothers, yeah. No, it's what I said.
Okay,
and anyway, he and his brother, and they're doing so many things to develop downtown, as well as a multitude of people that are really in the planning stages. It is happening. But I understand, as a business owner, if you own a building, now you're going to be told what you can and cannot do in your own real estate. That is disconcerting. If we own this building that we're in right now,
mm-hmm.
and we were told by the city, I'm sorry, two of your rooms have to be used for affordable housing. And you need to have a public access to everybody down the street that they can use a bathroom. Now we're gonna spend money, everybody can use that bathroom because you're considered a downtown business. Whatever it is, I don't even know.
I understand what you're saying.
But I would be like, what? You're coming? This is because you look at your business sometimes like that's your house.
Well, already invested in this, and am I going to have to change these things? Well, I can see what they're saying, but we need to get Dr. Crawford on so he can talk to why he is against something like this. At the same time, we need also to say why this is – we need Jake Mangus. Jake is all over this thing from the Chamber of Commerce. So it'll be interesting to see that. If you've got any ideas, should the government get into this thing where we're saying it's going to be multi-use and we want to have stores and restaurants down there, but people living above them? Is this a good idea, bad idea? Revitalizing by pushing things through in the city and the planning, saying we want more of this, more of this, more of this, to kind of force a certain look downtown. Is that a good idea? Or should we just let things happen through osmosis? We're going to talk about that when we get back. It's about 13 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been doing this for a long time. Jeff Wurst, a veteran, he has owned this business. He has gone through several schools to be able to truly and professionally fix your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. That's right, over 2.5 feet in length. Bring your vehicle in, car, truck, for a free inspection and analysis. That's right. He'll take a look at it. He'll tell you if he can fix it. And if he can, he'll tell you how he's going to fix it. Give you everything right there, and then he guarantees it for life. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a quarter after, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, rock and roll, rock on, ooh, my soul. Hey, DJ. Hey, shout, summertime blues. Jump up and down in the blue suede shoes. Hey, yeah, you rock and roll, rock on.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Today through Sunday, visit the original Home and Garden Expo, returning to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction, landscape solutions, interior design and decor. Learn about the latest in design and green technology. Visit the barbecue competition, antique tractor show, the Love Your Pet Expo with vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. The first 1,000 people through the gates will receive a free plant. It's all going on at the Home and Garden Expo through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay.
Welcome back.
Rolled off of the ship and here's
Carl Lindebach. Good morning, Friday. Open line Friday. Good morning, everybody. If you've got some things you want to talk about, hey, this might be a good time for Nick if you're out there, if you wanted to talk about the unfunded liabilities and all that. You said, gosh, it's going to take me longer than 10 minutes. Well, yeah, it's going to take you longer. It's going to take us a long time to figure it out. However, comma, you can give us a call, 605-4567. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Friday, the 23rd of March. 43 degrees going up to 54 today. Rain and more rain tomorrow. For all of you that are going to be out tomorrow at the beginning of the Jake's turkey season, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Started 8 years ago. Well, it's going on their ninth year now by John and Sarah Bastiani. Been a success. They've been fighting the big stores, been doing all those things, competing, and still doing well. I can't think of another place I would buy a firearm from than Bastiani Arms. They have all the accessories. They have training in CCW. They have training in hunter safety. They have one-stop shopping there, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, here in Reading. You know what? When we're seeing all these things, we're talking about, you know, people get into, especially the marches this weekend. You have to ask yourself, being a member of the NRA, if you're a member of the NRA, or a gun owner, are you being stigmatized? And we've heard, so many things going on about it, that if you are a gun owner, like yesterday we had Marty Walkers on, who is running for the Democrat.
Okay.
She's a Democrat running in their primary to run against LaMalfa. It was fine. She's a nice lady, an educated lady, who is an environmental scientist who believes in that we should, be looking at how we can log off a lot of these dead trees. So she started off strong like that. When we got into the Second Amendment, there are certain guns that, people don't need to have, in her opinion. Those weapons of war.
Okay.
But you have to try. When people say weapons of war, are they talking about a style of gun or what? And so what style so you would feel comfortable in taking away guns that I own? So, see, this is what it gets into. And when you see how they're going, you go after the NRA as some kind of a monolithic entity that is made up of just computers and six or seven people at the very top of it, it's not. It's made up of 6 million. It's made up of 6 million people that belong to the NRA, the National Rifle Association, from all different kinds of people. People like myself, people like lawmakers, lawyers, doctors, teachers, students, businessmen, businesswomen. All people make up of the NRA. It's not. You're not a bad person if you're a member of the NRA. So this is the thing that's going on. So when they say that the NRA has blood on its hands, what they're saying is that I have blood on my hands because I support the NRA, because I'm a member of the National Rifle Association. It doesn't work like that. It just doesn't work like that. My guns are kept in safes. My guns are used responsibly. I believe in the Second Amendment, and, as do many people. Kurt Russell on the show.
The View.
We're going to run a piece on that a little bit later, on just why it is important that we have a Second Amendment. But when they talk about gun owners, and we don't get it so much here, my friends, because there's so many of us up here that believe in the Second Amendment, but when you have people saying to us, why do you need guns like that? So you've got to go back and ask them certain questions like, well, what kind of guns do you think I should have? And they get into this, you don't need those weapons of war. Well, which weapons of war are you talking about? The ones that the military carry, or the ones that are sold, or one, or self-loading rifles that are sold out in civilian world that aren't automatic?
I think this could be a reaction of when you become a vegan. No, nothing whatsoever that has to do with anything with meat or anything like that. I know that's a weird analogy, but what we're seeing here is teens call out the NRA, gun makers and politicians, and powerful New March promo. They have a message for the NRA, lobbyists, politicians, anyone standing in the way of reform. We see you. and a powerful call to action ahead of Saturday's March for Our Lives rally to protest gun violence. Organizers released a new video, and the video shows a bunch of teens. And, of course, I mean, I understand, you know, there's been trauma. There's been absolute trauma. So the access of guns, the guns are becoming the evil, and the lawmakers that are allowing the guns are becoming evil. But somewhere in there is a missing element, and that's what you're talking about.
Well, the missing element is that we, responsible gun owners, we're losing a platform to be able to say how we feel, because they're marginalizing us, and they're starting to say, and as they've done with other groups of people, it's not individuals, it's the groups. Like, how about African Americans? How about the LGBTs? How about the gay society? It wasn't individuals; it was a group, and they wanted to take away the rights. I mean, how can you equate that? Well, it's because the media at that time took away the rights of those people. Jews in Germany, they became an entity. They were not individuals. So it's like this, the NRA is bad. Well, if the NRA is bad, then everybody in the NRA is bad. So you can punish everybody in that, but you're not looking at Carl and Linda Bott. You're looking at the NRA. So, see, this is what happens. When people, they start stigmatizing, and they start making it an entity, but they take away the individuals that make up these organizations. You take away the individual Jews, the individual blacks, individual gays. You take that away. So, and you can't talk. You can't show up. And then, you know, they were talking about punishments of kids that showed up with pro-Second Amendment T-shirts. Oh, you can't march and you get punished. Or how about the kids that went down to the gun club and they put pictures on their Facebook or Instagram, whatever they do, of them out there with their parents shooting. They get suspended from school. Get suspended from school. There's something wrong there. Because they did nothing wrong. Well, they had guns. They were with their parents and they're shooting. There's nothing wrong with shooting at a gun club. There's nothing wrong there. There's nothing wrong with the fact that these kids are with their parents under supervision and using guns safely. Where is that wrong? YouTube's taking off certain YouTube portions because of that. If you're trying to sell guns as accessories, excuse me, but the vast majority of people that own guns use them responsibly. The vast, vast, vast majority. It's like, when you do this, when you make people into an entity without making them individuals, you take away the rights. And this is, I believe, is what the left is trying to do. Okay. Let's move on. And I mentioned Nick's name. So, Nick, here you go. Are you still there? Hang on for a second. We've got to get Nick on. Let's push the right button for Nick. Nick, good morning.
That's me. Good morning.
Okay.
Hey, you know what they don't mention about guns is how many crimes they prevent and the lives they do save.
Well, you know what? Let me just quickly then regress back to this. That the estimate that it's over $100,000 a year, $100,000 times a year that people use a firearm to protect themselves or protect their families, protect their property. So.
And that's just the ones that are reported a lot of times, just letting them know you have a gun.
That's right.
You know? Hey, so we'll talk about the unfunded liabilities again.
All right.
I was talking to you yesterday, and I was telling you that the California, the safety, the Redding Safety Fire and Police, over the next 30 years, we are going to pay $271 million. That's cut and dried. That is an estimate. That's on their CalPERS returns coming in at 7.35, and there's a good possibility it'll be more. On the 30-year amortization schedule for the miscellaneous employees, everybody but fire and police, it's $326 million that we will pay. And my point is that the city of Redding, they have already scheduled this to be paid. They have put that in front of our safety and our services. And I say this because Barry Tippin came out and said without a half-cent sales tax, we are going to be $20 million in the rears over the next 10 years. That tells me that their retirement is more important than our safety and our services. Now, my plan to alleviate this problem in 15 years would be to keep the safety unfunded funds on the payment schedule it's going on. We can't cut public safety. We can't cut the retirements because we need them, and they'll jump ship if we did, and I wouldn't blame them a bit. But we could. These are two different plans. We could send a letter of default to CalPERS on miscellaneous, and what that would do would stop our payments on the spot. That would take, and their plans would be funded to what it's funded to right now, which is 65%. That being said, everybody drawing would get 65% of what they're getting now. That would save over an average of the next 15 years would save an average of over $12 million. You could take $4 million of that and put it towards public safety and have the public safety unfunded liabilities paid off in 15 years, and you'd still have $8 million that was going there for our services.
Well, are you saying cut it to 65% of people that are already retired?
No, I'm saying if you unfunded, if we defaulted
right now
on
they'd only get 65% when they retired in 15, 20 years, right?
No, the ones that are drawn right now would get 65%. See the
That's what I just said though. I said if you're retired, you would if they were drawing 85%, it would drop it to 65%. Is that right?
Well, no, nobody's drawing 85%. They're drawing 100%.
Well, so they're drawing 100%, so they drop it to 65.
So if we defaulted right now and somebody was drawing $100,000, they would drop down to $65,000 because that's how much the plan is funded.
Is that fair?
I think it's fair when you take into consideration the fact that in the 2008 recession, me and everybody else that was an investor lost anywhere from 35 to 75% of their portfolio, and these guys didn't miss a lick. In fact, we have to make it up right now with the unfunded liabilities, and they get cost of living raises.
So if somebody
when do they bleed, Carl?
Well,
when is it their turn to bleed when the economy goes down?
Well, obviously they don't.
Well, there you go. So what you have right now is the royalty class of Reading. They're making salaries that are multiple times the average medium income for the city of Reading residents, which is $37,000. Now, you take somebody. Let's take Phil Perry. Do you remember him?
Phil Perry, no.
He was a senior planner for the city of Reading. He is drawing right now, as we speak, retirement from CalPERS, $148,000 a year. Now, what did he do to deserve a retirement like that? You're talking a planner.
Did he? Okay, but here's what we got. Here's what we get into, is that if somebody offered you a job and paid you X amount of dollars for it, you're not the one that controls how much money you make. You were just offered a job, and you get raises and all these things. So, and you gave your very best effort for 30 years at it because you knew you were going to retire. You're going to retire at this amount, that you have this, because you busted your butt for 30 years. And then into that, you take, and 10 years later, they take 40% away from you. Is that fair?
Well, I'll tell you what. How about if you
okay, throw it in, make
now,
it like
now,
this?
Let me answer.
Okay.
How about you took all those benefits, everything they offered you, and 10 years later they came and say, we're bankrupt. We can't pay anymore. You know, that's where we're at. How about as a taxpayer, you pay in a percentage of taxes that are supposed to go for safety and services, and all of a sudden your employer says, well, we're giving this to past employees on the retirement system. How about 1999, when CalPERS was doing so well, they took and doubled public safety's retirements and gave the miscellaneous a great big raise,
but
retroactive, saying that the taxpayers would never have to make this up.
Hey, but you've got to look at it, Nick, like this. It was not the person, it wasn't the police that gave themselves a raise. It was our lawmakers. It was the ones, the city council, right?
Yeah, well, you know, look how this came about, Carl, when you've got people in there negotiating, when you've got
That's right.
city councilors that are depending on votes.
There you go.
And if they give them what they want, they're going to get all the votes.
Well,
You know, another thing I'll bet you're not aware of, 10 or 12 years ago, there was a group of 10 businessmen here in Reading, successful businessmen. One owns a car dealership here. He still does. They volunteered their services to help straighten the city's finances out because they could see it going underwater. Uh-huh. And you know what all the union employees of the city of Reading said? We won't patronize your business if you do this. It fell apart right there on the spot.
Hmm. Well, hey, Nick, we got to run. But you gave some good ideas here for me to think about.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to have you. I'm going
to
have
you. Where you have to stop the bleeding. But my point is, I wrote this in to Carol Ferguson, and she refuses to print that. I gave her a very good letter, just like I did last time on that Measure B, I think it was, one that's, and my facts were right, but they're left-leaning, they support the city, and they won't print the other side, and this isn't right. I think that everybody that's listening should call Carol and tell her to print my letter at 225-8232.
You better do it quick because Carol's leaving next week. So do it today.
Anyway, Nick, thanks.
I hope she goes to a nice liberal basketball
school right.
Where she'll be welcome.
I'm sure she will. Thanks, Nick.
For your call, Nick. We're going to have to take a break, we've got a call from Jackie. Yeah. Please hold on. We'd love to hear what you have to say. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Directory assistance, every quote 212. Say, hey, AMR, this is Mr. Rhythm and Blue. He said hello and put me on hold. Said at least the cat was cold. He said, don't call us, I will call you. I said, you got my number? He said, yeah, I got it. He walked in the door.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. Mm-hmm. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today. Making a living
the old hard way. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Okay, we're running here a little bit behind time. Got the phone lines all filled up. Let's go to Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Yes, good morning. This is about the children marching for take away the guns.
Yes.
First of all, you have to talk in real terms to the children because, remember, they're being brainwashed. So the first thing is self-protection. Remind them that if you're out in the country and you're being attacked, there's nobody going to help you except yourself. And the policeman will be there for maybe a day or so. So you have to be able to protect yourself. But something that I heard, and maybe you can verify it, in Mexico, I believe they took away the guns of the people in 1996. And then, of course, the cartels have moved in, and now there's nobody in Mexico who can protect themselves against the drug cartel people. As you know, they kill everybody there, the judges, the police, everybody.
They have very stringent gun laws down there. I don't know if it started in 96 or if it started before that, frankly. But you're right. The and if you're caught with a gun down there, especially if you're if you're an American or somebody that's not a citizen down there, you go to jail for a long time.
Right. So it's a very dangerous thing to not have a gun and be able to protect yourself against people who want to do you harm. Also, in Australia, they took away the guns. And remember that the assault, the rape, and the burglaries went way up. Now, the other thing to remember, and that it's hard for the children to know about this, of course, is that sometimes the government fights against its own people. And that's why people get so lost on the Second Amendment, is because in the Soviet Union and in China and obviously in Syria and North Korea, the government is very dangerous, and the government is the one you have to protect yourself against. And that's why, really, I think we have the Second Amendment. But all of these things are crucial.
You know, Jackie, the Second Amendment wasn't about hunting. It was about being able to protect yourself from a government that becomes a tyranny.
Absolutely. And the other thing on hunting, it used to be in my day, I'm 70 years old, all the guys had guns on their pickup trucks on the back rack, you know.
Uh-huh.
And almost every household had a gun that was just standing. You know, the rifle was just standing by the door, and nobody was getting shot, and certainly there were no mass killings, or virtually no mass killings in those days.
It's not the guns. The guns,
no.
The guns are a tool, and there's something else going on. There has been going on since, I believe, in the 60s
I agree with you. The video games, the movies, Hollywood is very much to blame for this because the Schwarzenegger and all those movies are very violent movies, and they promote violence. Anyway, thank you very much.
You bet,
Jackie. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's go to our next caller.
Let's go to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Hello, Jim. Good morning. Jim, are you there? Is he still on the line? Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning, hey, Jim. You're on.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the radio off. the thing is that on this gun issue here, what they haven't been telling everybody is that the law enforcement could have taken care of this long before the shooting ever happened, and the kid could have been put into a place of restraint in a hospital or somewhere for his illnesses, had the school and the law enforcement taken their place and done what they're supposed to be doing, and that's protect the people.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I think everybody.
I mean,
I think everybody.
Online, you read about it, everything. But anyway, they had a lot of warning, and the school refused to let the cops come on there because there were cops going on that school down there for so much violence going on there that they were about ready to lose their something with the school board So they had the cops refuse to come on there, or slowed them down from coming on the school grounds down there for anything, for violence and everything. And then also they had the video down there was on a 20-minute delay. So when the cop went in to look at the video of what was going on in the school ground, he didn't get to see what was actually happening at the time.
Well, I think that the idea of kids being protected at school is paramount of anything else. I think that under the Obama administration that they were said if the more incidents they had, the less opportunity there was to get, or they could be cut back on federal funding. So a lot of these were cut back. I don't know, Jim. The fact is that our kids need to be protected. I wholeheartedly agree that if you don't want teachers to be armed, even though that there are thousands of teachers armed right now in the United States, people don't seem to realize that they're already carrying, and they're carrying on school grounds, see? And people don't realize it because there hasn't been any incidents of things bad happening. But they're out there. So, the idea, though, is that they have, so you have an armed resource officer, fine. Then you have to be able to make that money available to put an armed resource officer on a campus, if not one, more than one, if it's a large campus. So thanks a lot, Jim. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back after this message. This portion of the show, how appropriate, North State Security. If you have schools that don't have armed resource officers, we don't have it because they usually come from the sheriff or the chief for the police. If you don't have enough of them, why not hire an armed resource officer for your campus? Well, North State Security offers armed response officers. Now, are they resource officers? I don't know. But is this a way to take a look at? Is that, because resource officers have to have certain kind of training on dealing with kids. Because as somebody said yesterday when we were talking about it, he said, I'm not against people being armed on campus. But what about a teacher who feels threatened by students and all of a sudden pulls a gun out on his students? Because, or he or she, because they feel threatened. I never had even thought of that until then. But when you think about it, having somebody that's trained in on how to do this job, how to do this mission to protect the kids is a great idea. So why don't you think about, then maybe we should outsource this. North State Security, 243-0295, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Renting Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Renting Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA-rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Redding Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Redding Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias, and we love them.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil.
them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Today through Sunday, visit the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. This year, welcoming the Love Your Pet Expo. You'll find ideas for landscaping and gardening, household improvements, roofing, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, and so much more. Speak to the experts for answers to all your spring home improvement projects and the latest in green technology. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beatles concert production. Join us Friday, March 30th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Paperback Writer, the Beatles Experience, live at the Event Center. Hear the hits from the Ed Sullivan Show through the colorful Sgt. Pepper's years and on the rooftops of Let It Be, performed with spot-on vocals, looks, and sounds. Paperback Writer is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beatles. Remarkably authentic, amazing vocals, a must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Paperback Writer, the Beatles Experience, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, March 30th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and honey, what's it look like for the weather just for this weekend?
Well, it's currently 45 degrees. Our highs today will be 54 with our lows of 36. And we're going to be having rain. There'll be rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. And looks like the rest of current Tuesday and Wednesday will be, we're going to go up to 70 degrees on Tuesday and Wednesday.
It could be up to 80 on Thursday.
We have a stormy weekend.
Okay. Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors, veterans, and they do have payment plans if you're using a lot of propane because all of a sudden you've got snow up to your knees wherever you are up there in the northern regions. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. How are you doing? Good morning. We're fine, Terry. Anyway, what Nick is talking about, some of that holds water. And the thing we have to look at is when you're giving a raise to one person at the city, usually the whole crew gets a raise, number one. Number two, he's absolutely correct, Carl. You know, you run a business. If you are having a tough time, you're going to have to cut back, maybe cut hours back, maybe cut your wages back, maybe get rid of people, whatever it takes to keep your business going. Why should the employees of Ready be any different? I mean, in the plan that Nick has, at least they get 65% of their retirement. I have good friends that lost all their retirement. So why are they held at a different level, number one? And number two, it isn't about fairness. I mean, you know, it's just not about fairness. Life isn't fair. And by gosh, by golly, if you don't have money to pay somebody, as you know, running a business, then you've got to make adjustments. Now, the other thing is that we could have as many as six police chiefs on retirement. I don't think Roger's going to stay around that long. He's got 29 years in, and if he stays around another year or two, he'll retire. Young man, very fit. We'll be paying, again, unfunded liabilities that we have on five or six police chiefs, and then we'll probably have in the next 10 years maybe two or three more, not because they're bad guys, but just because, I mean, that job does take a wear and tear, number one. And number two, we're in a position to where if they're going to retire, they're gonna be looking at some good money for the rest of their lives.
Well, right now, if Roger leaves, it'll be five.
Right, that's exactly right.
And Bob Blankenship is the oldest. So, but you're right. In another, all these guys are in, except for Bob, are in their 50s, early 60s. You could end up paying for seven or eight or nine if you keep bringing them in at 28 years to be the police chief.
That's right. So things do have to change. The other thing is too is that, you know, as we go along with everything here and see what's happening in our city, I can remember my very first meeting we had for Neighborhood Watch. That was in 1980. And the police officer then said, we don't have enough policemen. Carl, we're never, ever, 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 and I did say ever, going to have enough policemen. We're never going to have enough. It's going to be how our society operates. It's going to be how we're able to take care of ourselves as private citizens. But the real deal is Nick's plan holds water. And let's say just 30% of it does. Well, they should be listening to that 30% and then let's build along that. We shouldn't, snicker or laugh at an idea. And I know that there's people out there that do that when people like Nick call in and do that kind of stuff.
Well, here's a comment. Nick, and that was written in here. Nick, seems to think all PERS retirees get over 100,000. I don't think he does, but many are very elderly retirees that get significantly smaller benefits in the $20,000 range. To cut those amounts to only 60% will create a real hardship.
No, 35%.
Well, no, they'll cut 65% of what they had.
Yes.
So it's 65% of what they had would cause a real hardship on those people that are using that to live.
Life isn't fair. I mean, what else are you going to do? You can't, you know, we're either stuck.
I think there are ways of doing this. I think that we need to take a look at privatizing as much as we possibly can.
They don't want to do that.
I'm saying, yeah, but they are the ones. Who's they, Terry?
The city council.
That's right.
The employees
that's,
right now. Do you think the unions want to privatize seriously?
Of course not.
We can't even get CSOs for the police officer because of the union.
If you have the people voted in that say, look, this is the way it's got to be. It's either this or we renege on this, and you guys are going to lose retirement.
Yes.
Or if, you know, either that or we're going to have to change the way we do business.
Well, we have to change the way we do business.
There
I'm
you
just
go.
Saying that. Believe me, I don't want to see anybody lose their retirement. I don't want to see anybody lose a nickel. Nobody does. But at least let's take something from a starting point because
we need to have a starting point.
And you're absolutely correct. There's no movement at all with this city council. There's none.
None.
And these guys keep voting themselves in races. I mean, you look at Tippett, Starman, Mike Warren. I mean, the amount of money these guys are making is insane. The gal in Parks and Recs, $150,000 a year for a department that doesn't do anything anymore? Seriously?
Okay. No, I think that we need as a group, we need to take a look who's running for office and say, what is your plan for this? You know, Gary Cadd, and this will be the last thing because we've got to run. Gary Cadd, how many years ago? 5 years ago? Was saying, we're in bad trouble here, and everybody was laughing. But now that's all anybody can talk about. So Gary was right. Thanks, Terry.
Have a good weekend. You too.
Bet.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, we have a friend.
Michelle and John.
Well, we do. But Michelle's the one who came in and said, gee, good luck with, hopefully you catch a turkey, because I know it's been painful for the last couple of years, but it's not about you this weekend.
It's not about me. It's about the kids going out. So
what you just
she said
at me
was,
like, you're busting my chops.
I got turkeys. I've shot turkeys. It's getting the kids to be able to put them in a position. And last year I did. I put them in a position, a couple of times. This year, we're looking at rain and possibly snow where we're going up tomorrow. So she wanted to make sure that I saw a turkey. So she brought in, thank you so much, Michelle and John, a bottle of Wild Turkey 101 Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. So I have a turkey here in front of me.
What if that's one of the bottles from last year when we went to the...
Oh, gosh, I hope not. Yeah. Anyway, so that, thank you so much.
Went to the event where they spent, what was it? Okay.
Safari Club International.
We brought your friends. They were so awesome.
Hey,
anyway.
I want to remind everybody about this Saturday or this Sunday over at Good News Rescue Mission starting at 9 o'clock. The Reading Lions Clubs, all of them together in the Shasta County Health, and Human Services and the Y and all these, getting together for a free glasses. If you need glasses, what about your family? Have your family go down there. Between 9 and 3, they're not looking at how much money you make, but go on down there. They're going to give you free exams, eye exams. They're going to give you glasses, and if they cannot find glasses for you there with thousands of pairs that they have, they are going to order you glasses, and they will deliver
them
to you.
Isn't that great?
It is. This is free. This costs you nothing. This is between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Good News Rescue Mission Sunday, the 25th.
Also, tomorrow night will be Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz Beyond. And beyond that will be the biggest fundraiser for Turtle Bay. And, of course, we know with Turtle Bay, there's all kinds of wonderful programs they do for children, learning programs. for their exhibits. It's wonderful. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park, et cetera. So I'll be emceeing that tomorrow night, and I think there's tickets available, too. That'll be a lot of fun, and we'll see you there. It's been a wonderful week. Stay well, stay dry, stay calm, try to be peaceful, and remember, do something kind for somebody else.
Okay. The last thing is if you see a red truck driving up and down the road tomorrow, up around Shingletown, with people that are looking wet and frozen, it'll probably be me and my young hunter and her daddy will be out there. But no, we've got a blind to get into. It's,
the blind is still stationary.
Well, I'm going out there today just to make sure. I'm going to drive out there today and make sure that it's still there. So if it's not, I can reapply it to where it's supposed to be. So everybody have a great day. Have a week, and be careful out there. It's going to be raining. We've had a number of wrecks out there on the roads, including a fatality right here in the middle of town the other day, or this during a heavy rainstorm. So be careful out there. People walking along the road, they're wearing dark clothing, and it's raining. You just have to slow down and look out for them. Like Linda says, do something nice for somebody. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.